Learning of Heavenly Father, a study of epic proportions. You pray to Heavenly Father, but have you ever wondered what he's like? Or why in the world he helped you find your lost keys that other day? Or how well he knows you? Or how he communicates with you? Luckily, it's never too late to learn more about God. Now is your chance to begin a scripture study of epic proportions, where you'll learn exactly why the God of the universe, with many billions of spirit children, thinks about you. But it can be tough starting epic things, so let this flowchart help get you going. Each day, you can pick a question on the chart. As you follow the steps and answer the questions, try to think about your relationship with Heavenly Father. Think about His role in your life and ask yourself what you could do to draw closer to Him.
What is God even like?
Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 to 11. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Ether, chapter 3, verse 12. Which words stood out to you? Were any words repeated? Look them up in the dictionary or the Bible dictionary.
How are Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ the same but different?
John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 35. John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. Mormon, chapter 7, verses 5 through 7. Prepare a family home evening lesson about what you learned.
How can I get to know Heavenly Father?
John chapter 14, verses 6 through 9. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Alma chapter 30, verse 44. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 22 through 24. Do a search on LDS.org for any key words you found in the scriptures. Visit LDS.org/media-library to watch a video on the topic.
There are billions of people on earth. How can Heavenly Father possibly know me?
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Psalm 82, verse 6. Luke chapter 12, verses 6 through 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 23. What is the main idea in each scripture? Try to summarize it in fewer than 5 words.
We're told to talk to Heavenly Father in prayer. But how does Heavenly Father talk to me?
Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verses 2 through 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 8 through 9. How do you talk to God? What could you change as a result of what you've learned? Do you have another question about Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Ghost? Write it down and use it for future scripture studies after your flowchart questions run out. And don't forget that you can always use resources like the Guide to the Scriptures, True to the Faith, and Preach My Gospel to learn more about what you're studying. Join the conversation. Things to ponder for Sunday. When has your relationship with your Heavenly Father helped you? How is your life more hopeful with the knowledge of your divine nature and relationship with God? Things you might do. Study one or two of the questions and finish the activities on the flowchart this week. Share your feelings about your relationships with the members of the Godhead at lds.org/go/know-NE116.
Sidebar: Meaningful Time with Him. To strengthen our relationship with God, we need some meaningful time alone with Him, quietly focusing on daily personal prayer and scripture study, always aiming to be worthy of a current temple recommend. These will be some wise investments of our time and efforts to draw closer to our Heavenly Father. Let us heed the invitation in Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, of Things That Matter Most, Ensign, November 2010, page 21.
End of the article, Learning of Heavenly Father, A Study of Epic Proportions. Read by Dayson Hawkins, Isaac Williams, and Dave Shaw.